And the first time I visited his church, you know, what would you think? I walked in and he said, come on into the bar. So I thought, this is different. They must be having communion in there. So I go into this English bar Robert, you can ask Robert, he'll correct this story or whatever. Preacher's going to tell it like they think, like they see it happen. We're sincere, but we have terrible memories and terrible imaginations. But anyway, I walk in there. I go to the bar. We're on that London English bar. They're serving cappuccinos and other drinks, and I sit there. And the first lady I met said, hello, you're our preacher for today? And I said, yeah. She said, you know, I'm so happy. I've just been a Christian for a while. She said, a few months ago I was a stripper in the local club. You know, and I said, is that right? I said in my most dignified voice. And then a guy said in the service, many of you know about my sexual problems with homosexuality. And we've started a group to help with that. And on they went on and on. They were very open and people would clap and they would dance when they sang, we will turn, you know, turn my sorrows into joy. I mean, they did it. They hollered and they hooped and they shouted. And before long, I was in on. That's why I have a bad back today, as a matter of fact. But I mean, that's, ladies and gentlemen, that's what church is all about. We've got a power available to us today, and the world needs it, and this is what can happen and will happen when we understand. Somebody said, you don't know, Marvin, how bad my sins are. Yeah, but my Jesus does. And the Bible says in Hebrews 4:13, all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And put that marvelous verse with Jesus knowing everything you've done with John 3:16. Here's how God feels about people knowing everything you have done. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting.